All right, here we go. Middle of the week, and we're going to brighten up your day with a little trivia.
Yeah.
And Mr. Kiger just walked in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning. I'm good hearing morning. Roosters and dogs and pigs and everything. You brought all these animals with you.
Now, of course, the March Madness begins today. Everybody's out on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Today is kind of the play-in game up at Akron.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets serious. It gets serious now.
Yeah, serious.
So, hey, and UNC baseball is hosting Gardner Webb today. So if you got a few minutes, dance on over. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm doing a class tonight on campus through the GAA on James Taylor.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It is fun. It's been fun. It's been fun researching.
Sweet baby James.
Yep. Yeah. But we've been doing so much basketball, I had to do something different.
Yeah.
Doing chemistry today.
Chemistry! I won't be able to make it through this one, I'm sure.
You'll know this one.
All right.
Or you'll be able to,
we'll
come
see.
Up with somebody. All right, here we go, folks. Chemistry! Somebody's hoping in the NCAA tournament to have the right chemistry to advance, win six games.
Another kind of
perhaps
chemistry.
Perhaps seven if they win the play-in. On the Fahrenheit scale.
Mm-hmm.
What is the number of degrees between freezing and boiling of water?
Oh.
On the Fahrenheit scale, that's what we're using. What is the number of degrees between freezing and boiling point of water?
To know the answer to that question, you'd have to know at what point does water boil.
Yeah, exactly. And then you do a little math and you figure it out.
I can't remember. Of course, I know what degree it is when it freezes, but
correct.
Yeah. All right, somebody will know.
Google.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now if you want to be a winner.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, Freddie wants to know, how many degrees are there between
freezing and boiling?
Freezing and boiling, and I'm going to say...
You know 32.
Yeah, 32. Of course, I know that.
Right.
And boiling at 212?
That's correct. So
really?
You do a little math.
I just pulled that out of my...
Out of your derriere.
I did. I mean, I don't know that I knew that consciously.
So, now you do a little math.
212 minus 32 would be 180.
180!
Yeah.
Is exactly correct.
Wow. I'm surprised I knew
that. See, you pulled that together. The chemistry, the stars and planets aligned.
I'm smarter than I thought.
There you go.
Wow.
180. That is the number between boiling and freezing.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It is. Well,
especially since I knew the answer.
Or can be pretty hot.
Yeah. I don't know how I knew that, but, it was stuck in the deep, dark recesses of my mind somewhere.
Well, that's pretty cool that you got hot on the answer.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll give you a warm welcome tomorrow when you come in here, too.
Don't give me the cold shoulder.